Jesus and the sons in us as my spirit of the mind. Sweet take on your mother, be stunned, but I'm coming to you. I am the Father, I'm the Son of God. I'm the Father, I'm the Son of God. I'm the Son of God. I'm the Son of God. Krishna Prabhu just sang was written by Srila Rupa Goswami, who is a most exalted devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also of Srimati Radharani. Here's the meaning. You can see it for yourself. Radhe Jagtani, could you just you can sing it line by line if you can. The kirtan was very, so wonderful actually, and I appreciate the fortune of participating in the Abhishek. Thank you, Kirtanir, and those who organized the Abhishek. And these deities are very wonderful too. You should, later when they come out, everyone should make sure they have a good darshan, which also means that Krishna has a chance to see us. There is a story of one devotee who was blind, and every day he would insist on being taken to the temple, and he would sit there for some time, and then he would leave. And then one of the pujaris said, "Baba, you're coming every day, you're making sure you come every day, but you can't see anything. So why are you coming every day?" And he said, "I don't come every day so that I can see Krishna, but I come every day so that Krishna knows that I've come and that he can see me." It's a very sweet mood to keep in mind that we should come to be in the presence of Krishna. Yes, please sing. And everyone, as Mataji sings one the line, everyone can sing also and then up. Everyone. Okay, is that great? Sorry. Now I'll say what that means. This means all glories to Radharani, Srimati Radharani. You are the beloved. Dayate means the beloved of Madhava. Madhava means Krishna. And Gokul, Gokulatarne means of all the girls of Gokul. By mandala, the circle or the community of all the girls of Gokul, you are worshipped. Mahite, you are being worshipped. So, Dakshmini, just read the line in English.
O Radha, O glories to you. O you who are worshipped by the girls of Gokul.
O glories to you. Okay, sing the next line, please. Everyone. Yeah. called Damodar. Because your love for him expands his pleasure. And this concept that Srimati Radharani expands the pleasure of Krishna. His pleasure is unlimited. He's the supreme. He is called the Purushottam, supreme person for gaining pleasure. And in this material world, we are all searching for pleasure. But when we take the idea, the concept, fully into our heart, that we are actually meant to give Damodar pleasure. We are meant to give Krishna pleasure. Then we actually gain pleasure. Just like Prabhupada used, Srila Prabhupada used to give the example, when the hand wants to eat, if it tries to enjoy the food directly, it gains neither pleasure nor nourishment. But if it properly takes that food and places it in the mouth, then it gains its own nourishment. So when we act properly and assist the servants of the servants of the servants of the servants of Srimati Radharani in increasing the pleasure of Krishna, oh, then we become happy. What's the alternative? The alternative is to try, like the hen, to become happy independently. And the result is simply frustration. Simply frustration. So please read the English translation.
O you whose presence expands the pleasure of Lord Damodar, O Queen of Lord Hari's Vrindavan Garden.
So just calling out, Rupa Goswami is just calling out to Srimati Radharani. Okay, the next line, please. Everyone, Vrishabhanu Dhadi. Udhadi means from the ocean. From the ocean of Maharaj Vrishabhanu, Srimati Radharani's father. This new crescent moon, because in the Vedic cosmology, the moon is born from the churning of the ocean of milk. The asuras and the suras churn. And from that ocean of milk, the moon came out. And also, poison came out. One day, Krishna was looking up at the moon. And he asked one elderly gopi. He was just a little boy. How old are you? No, not you. You're not a little boy. Little girl behind you. But don't worry. It's okay. How old are you now? How old are you? When Krishna was even younger than that, he saw the moon and asked one gopi, elderly gopi, what is that? He noticed the full moon for the first time. And the elderly gopi said, oh, that is one big piece of sandesh. And it is very sweet. And of course, Krishna being highly addicted to sweets and really liking sweets, he said, please, I want it. And she said, no, no, no. Yes, I want it. He started crying. I want that sandesh. And then his mother. What's Krishna's mother's name? Yasodama. Yasoda came over and took Krishna on his lap. He said, Maya, mother, I want it. I want that sandesh. And he said, oh, no. That's not sandesh. It's the moon, Chandra. And it was born from the turning of the ocean. And also along with the moon coming from the churning ocean, there was a terrible poison called Kalakuta. And you can see that full moon has spots of the poison on it. So therefore, don't eat it. You can't eat that. He said, and Krishna said, Mother, are you telling the truth? Yes, my dear son. Are you sure? And don't worry. And then she brought him some sandesh. And Krishna was very happy. These are the kind of pastimes, these pure, pure pastimes that take place in Braja. And when one hears these pastimes and understands them properly, not cheaply, or not like there's some type of mythology, but if one actually understands that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose Krishna means his existence, is pleasure. His existence is ecstasy. Our existence, in case you haven't noticed, is not. It is a soul searching for happiness, but in the wrong place, like a deer. See?
I told you. You're still 40?
Okay. Don't get any older. Not yet. You try and stop. One time when Prabhupada was talking, he had a kirtan. It's actually quite amazing what Prabhupada did. He started just by chanting, and chanting, and so many young boys and girls who were searching for happiness came to him, but they didn't know anything about Vedic culture, about spiritual life, actually. And he said, and Prabhupada said in one lecture, that if you think that you are free, it does not speak well for your sanity. That's a polite way of saying Toto Pago. Somewhat crazy. Or actually very crazy. So at the end, one young lady, not lady, but one girl, she said, I am free. I can do what I want. And Prabhupada said, can you stop getting old? Can you stop old age from overtaking you? You may be, how old? 40 today. And maybe you like being 40. Of course, no one likes being 40, except that it's better than being 50. And 60. Etc. You can't stop the old age process from attacking you. It crushes us. We are not free. Even if we decide that this material world is a wonderful place, I love it in Perth, you cannot stay. This is the very nature of the material world. We are not free. It is full, every sweet, like the moon that Krishna wanted as a childish pastime. Everything that we taste is filled with some poison. What to do? We are looking in the wrong place. Rather, we should look to become the servant of the servants of the servants of the servants of Krishna and somehow try to increase Krishna's pleasure. This idea that I am the center and that I am going to be happy. And me, and the universe is going to align itself for my happiness. This is a foolish concept. But onward with the song. So Srimati, could you read again, please?
O crescent moon, risen from the ocean of King Vishvanu, O friend of
Radharani.
Oh, you whose virtues delight Vishakha.
So Srimati Radharani and Krishna, they love to be known in relationship, their names in relationship to their devotees. And we will hear Prabhupada speak fairly soon about the process of making Krishna happy. Isn't me walking in front of Krishna and saying, I'm going to make you happy, because I'm so insignificant. What capacity do I have? What beauty do I have? My mind is so materialistic, so selfish. How can I please Krishna? I don't have the love that's actually required. But there is a secret in pleasing Krishna. And that secret is to please those who have more love than I do. And for a person like me, it's very easy to find someone like that. It's easy to find thousands and millions of people like that. You know what I mean? So, O friend of Lalita, O you whose virtues delight Vishakha, so Srimati Radharani loves to be called these names because they are in relationship with her dearly beloved. Okay, sing the next one. Everyone. Karunam Kuru Mai Karuna Bharite Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charite. So the pastimes of Krishna in Braja, they are called Naralila, which means that they resemble so closely the dealings between of an ordinary person. Krishna cries, Mother Yasoda chastises him when he steals butter, and Krishna dances in the middle of the night with the Braja Gopikas, who are married to others. And the chief of those is Srimati Radharani. Actually, I was in Bangladesh one time, and there were some Bengalis who had converted to Christians, and they were teaching Bengali. And one of them said to me, how could you worship a god who dances with the wives of others? And this is the danger of hearing about Krishna's Vrindavan Leela, his pastimes in Vrindavan, without a proper theological, philosophical basis. Because Krishna's pastimes, his activities, are completely free from the motives and the moods of a person of this world who is pushed to act by his own selfish desires, false ego, lust. We act motivated by lust, anger, greed. And when we hear that Krishna dances with Srimati Radharani and has his Rasalila, we think, oh, I can relate to that. That's something that I would like to do. Of course, none of you would think like that. Dance with the wives of others. Oh. But this has nothing to do. Krishna is dancing. It is just Krishna dealing with his own energies. Because it's such an interesting thought. If you are the Supreme Lord, Krishna is the Supreme Lord, how does he get his pleasure? He knows everything. There can be no surprises. He can do anything. He has an Ichha Shakti, which allows him to act in any way and achieve everything that he desires just by desiring it. No challenges even.
How does he get his pleasure?
If he desires to get pleasure from something external from him, but there's nothing outside of him. He is Param Satyam, the absolute truth. He's all-inclusive. There's nothing external to him. So what he does, and he can't take pleasure from the material world because the material world is his external energy, his inferior energy. So in the spiritual world, in the spiritual realm, Krishna expands, or not expands, his Shakti, his Parama Shakti is called Aladini Shakti, or his Shakti for pleasure. And when that pleasure, because Krishna is the person, that pleasure, Aladini Shakti is also a person. And the person who is Krishna's counterpart, his Shakti counterpart, is Radharani, is Srimati Radharani. So it's Krishna on one level, on the theological level, it is Krishna enjoying himself with his own energies. Because he's complete. He is the Shaktiman. He is the possessor of all energies. He has qualities. He's the supreme enjoyer. So all this takes place on the spiritual level, and it is completely pure and uncontaminated by the material qualities such as lust. So, to illustrate this point, this Rupa Goswami describes that that Sanatan and Sonaka, who are very famous, of course Sanatan is also the elder brother of Srila Rupa Goswami, and he considered him his spiritual master. But Sanaka and Shonaka and Sanatan are also four brahmacharis, the four kumaras, who would never, never take pleasure on the material level. They had taken such a strict vow. And they get their pleasure by describing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So these pastimes of Radha and Krishna are enjoyed by the topmost, strictest of spiritualists. So therefore Rupa Goswami wants to make that point. And therefore he ends by saying, first of all, can one of you read it, please?
O you whose virtues and pastimes are described by Sanat Kumar and Sanatan Goswami, O very merciful one, please be merciful to me.
So, Rupa Goswami is making this prayer. O Srimati, O Radhika, O Srimati Radharani, please be merciful to me. O Supreme Energy, O Supreme Lord, and O Supreme Energy of the Lord, please be merciful to me. And very interestingly, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra means just this. It means, O Lord, O Krishna, O Energy of the Lord, Hara. Hare means calling out to the supreme energy of the Lord, Srimati Radharani. Please engage me in your service. Or, Prabhupada also translated this, there are so many translations actually. Hari also means he who takes away. Please take away all other desires from my heart other than to please and serve you. Please accept me as your servant. So this, amazingly enough, from the material point of view, is the product, the result of Krishna's mercy that Srila Rupa Goswami is asking for, is service. Something to do that will be pleasing to Krishna.
this is a great fortune to have a service that can be pleasing to Krishna, and to be able to offer that service is the greatest fortune. In this world, everyone longs and uses their life to accumulate what? I heard someone whisper it very softly. What was that? Wealth. Why? Wealth is Shakti. Wealth means power. Ishwaraham. Aham bhogi. With wealth, we can control. With power, we can control. And with control, we can enjoy. This is the materialistic consciousness. But this does not bring us pleasure. So Rupa Goswami is asking for the mercy that the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra asks for the mercy of, and that is the mercy, the kindness of Krishna. Please, O Srimati Radharani, O Radhika, please allow me to serve you. Please give me something to do for your pleasure. Because I've traveled Brahmanda Brahmade. I've traveled through so many births, each seeking a situation centered on me where I can become happy, thinking myself the master and trying to accumulate a situation where I can really be in control. And therefore I can enjoy. But this is not the source of our happiness. Of happiness again is to do something, service, seva actually, some seva with devotion. Yatta pravita bhutanam yena savamidam tatam. O Krishna, O Srimati Radharani, please, I've done this for you, please accept it. So this was this very nice song that these devotees here sang. I would like to read a few excerpts of things that Prabhupada said about Srimati Radharani. And some of them he spoke on Radhastami. Here's one, very short one. 1974 in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Raise your hand if you've been to Vrindavan. Oh, so many devotees have been to Vrindavan. Raise your hand if you think Vrindavan is a very sweet place. Raise your hand if you would like again to go to Vrindavan. What a wonderful desire. Raise your hand if you'd like to go to Vrindavan to be a tourist. Or would you rather be go there and see if you can do a little service? Yes. Anyway, you can raise your hand for either one. Yes, to do some service in Sri Vrindavan Dham is so wonderful. So here's this very short what Prabhupada said here. Srimati Radharani is the symbol of the internal energy, Krishna's internal energy. The personification of Krishna's internal energy, which is meant for his pleasure. Therefore, we take shelter of Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan. And that is the perfection of our life. And if we can do that, then it will be easier to associate with Krishna very easily. And this should be our motto. What does motto mean? Who can define what motto means? Yes, yes, Govinda. Yeah, it's something that's very short that you can say, and it's the way you set your mind so it guides your life. Yes? Like the kind of things that people like to put on a t-shirt. This, Prabhupada said, should be our motto, that we should take shelter of Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan. Raise your hand if you've... Oh, never mind. We'll have more hand raising later. Here is one that Prabhupada said in Calcutta 1974 also, on Radharani's birthday, Srimati Radharani's birthday, Radhashtami. Prabhupada said, so today is Srimati Radharani's birthday, Radhashtami. Well, how wonderful, because today is Srimati Radharani's birthday. Even though she is eternal, still her pastime, her activity for the pleasure of Krishna. Yes, you like this pastime of Radharani. Very nice. She also, appears to take birth. Of course, the eternal cannot take birth, but she acts like that. Because this is the Leelas. You're sitting very nicely, both of you. Very nice, thank you. Do you know how to fold your hands when you're sitting? Let's see. Oh, you do it so nicely. I was a teacher for many years. So we called you for a meeting, Prabhupada said, because it's Radhashtami. So Prabhupada has called you all here for a meeting. Radharani is the source of spiritual inspiration. This is our problem in this world. We have so much material inspiration to try to enjoy ourselves in a fruitless way that won't bring us happiness. But we need spiritual inspiration. The Goswamis, Rupa Goswami and the other Goswamis, were so inspired that practically speaking, 24 hours a day they were chanting and dancing and talking about Krishna. Who took care of them? Who took care of them if they were always engaged in Krishna's service? Does anyone know the answer to that? Yeah. Did you say Krishna? Was that you? You. Yes. Yes. But who took care of them? Do you know? Krishna. You're sitting very nicely still. Thank you. So spiritual inspiration, Thakur Haridas, he chanted 192 rounds a day. Now, basically for 24 hours a day he would chant Krishna's name. And he was inspired. And tears would come to his eyes, not because he was hungry, but because his heart was melting continuously in spiritual ecstasy. He had so much spiritual inspiration. And Prabhupada says here, Radharani is the source of spiritual inspiration. So today is a good day. If you would like to increase your spiritual inspiration a little bit and take one step towards Krishna, Dhruv, you're sitting very nicely. Thank you. You're not even sitting. You just clap at all the good times. Very good also. What is your name? No. Okay, no. You are very good, no. You're good, no. You're good, yes. She is the source of spiritual inspiration. So our request, Prabhupada is going to make a request, is that everyone who is present here, raise your hand if you're present here. Okay, this is what Prabhupada is going to say. Today, Radhashtami, here is Prabhupada's request. So pray to Radharani. And she is Hare, Hara. This Hare, this word, is Radharani. Not, it symbolizes Radharani, but this word, Hare, is Radharani. Hara, Radharani. Radha or Hara, the same thing. So Hare Krishna. So this repetition of addressing Radha and Krishna or Hare Krishna is to pray. My dear Lord, and the energy, the spiritual energy of the Lord, kindly engage me in your service. That's all. I am now embarrassed with material service. Please engage me in your service. This is good sense, Prabhupada says. We are servants here. We want to be masters, but the more we try to be a master, we end up serving more and more people. So Prabhupada says, we are servants here. We are engaged in so many services, but it is not giving us comfort. Krishna is Param Brahma. He cannot enjoy anything material. He has to create the source of enjoyment by his own spiritual energy. And that is Radharani. So Radharani is described in the Shastra, Radha Krishna Panaya Vakritya Ladini Shakti Asmar. She is Krishna's Aladini Shakti. She gives pleasure to Krishna. So she is very kind. And today is Radhastami. And today, Prabhupada says, if we pray to Srimati Radharani, therefore in Vrindavan you'll see, they are first of all glorifying Jai Radhe. Everywhere in Vrindavan you'll hear Jai Radhe. But usually you hear it loudly.
Jai Radhe.
Yes, very good. Jai Radhe. Radhe. It's good to see so many smiling, happy faces now. And you're clapping. Very good. You clap exactly at the right time. Inspired by Krishna. And Prabhupada continues. To glorify Srimati Radharani. So if Radharani is pleased, that person will be able to approach Krishna very easily. And that is the goal of our life. Vita Ragavaya Krodha Manmaya Marupashrita from the Bhagavad Gita. Mam Upashrita means you have to take shelter of Krishna. But you cannot take shelter of Krishna directly. You have to take shelter of his potency. And that potency, power, is Srimati Radharani. This is in Hyderabad. Where is Hyderabad? There's two Hyderabads actually in India. Well, there were two were in India, and now only one is in India. Where is Hyderabad? Anyone from Hyderabad? Okay. Yes. 40 years old still. Okay. What is your name, Prabhu?
Vishnu.
Okay. Now you, especially all people from Hyderabad, listen carefully. But everyone else, we can also listen carefully. You're listening carefully, Prabhu? Okay. So for advanced devotee, Prabhupada said, everything is possible. But that is not for everyone. No, it's okay. He doesn't have to leave. It's okay. That is not a common thing. Exceptional. For the common person, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised us, and he has practically shown in his life, there is devotional service and separation. Where is Krishna? Sunyai tam jagat sarvam govinda vidahiname. I am seeing everything as empty because I cannot see Krishna. The same thing was followed by the Goswamis. He rad he brajade vike chalalite he nanda sunokuta. Where are you, O Radharani, O Krishna, O the gopis? Where are you? He rad he brajade vike chalalite he nanda sunokuta. Sri govadana kaupapada patale kalindi vane kuta. Govadana kaupapada patale. Are you on the valley of Govardhan Hill? Or are you on the bank of the Jamuna? Where are you? This desire. Where are you, Krishna? I'm actually missing you, O Supreme Lord of my life. And I'm trying to fill up my life with so many other things that aren't bringing me the satisfaction that I so desire, the comfort and satisfaction. Where are you, Krishna? Where are you? Where are you? So Prabhupada is saying, especially for everyone, that we shouldn't miss Krishna and feel separate from Him. We are separate from Him, but not because we don't have a connection with Him, but because we are bahimukh. Krishna bhule se jeeva radhi bahimukh. We have turned our back on Him. Now, I sometimes do this because it's so graphic. How do you feel when I go like this? Even though you know it is a... I'm just doing it in a class. Oh, I'm over it. But when someone turns their back on you like that, it does something. It's not pleasant. It is not pleasant. It's insulting. Krishna wants to give us so much, but we turn our back on Him. And all we have to do, and that is what devotional service is, it's a process from going bahyamukh to samukh, from turning our back on Krishna to turning towards Him, slowly or quickly, according to who we are, what our capacity is, it doesn't make a difference. But turning towards Krishna is required for our own welfare and benefit. And that starts by first being conscious that my relationship with the Supreme Lord is lacking. And I'm missing Him. He is the one I am missing. The emptiness in the heart is caused by a lack of Krishna being there, or consciousness that Krishna is there. Krishna consciousness. Are you on the bank of the Yamuna? Where are you? Always seeking. Go santa viti saravato brajapure kadar mahavivalo. One should become mad after seeking Krishna. Where are you? Where are you? Not, oh, I have seen. That is not bhajan, Prabhupada said. Bhajan means how to become mad after seeing Krishna. And one who has once heard the tinkling sound of his ankle bells, he'll be mad after Him. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Not just hearing and then again becoming engaged in family affairs. No, that is not possible. Because I met someone one time who, when we were in Hong Kong, I don't know if you remember that, many, many years ago, they said, oh, this lady has seen Krishna. But acting materialistically. No! Once having seen the all-attractive, all-beautiful, once one's heart having been touched deeply by Krishna, one can only want that more and more and more. So Prabhupada is saying that so many people bluff in a way. And Prabhupada was very strong. One of his favorite words was rascal. He didn't like this kind of bluffing. This one is a rascal. This one is a rascal. Because this bluffing, oh, I've seen Krishna, and now I act like a materialistic person and convince silly people. Prabhupada was very strict. He was very honest. There is an old saying that, it's an Indian saying, but not India saying, an American India saying, that if you speak the truth, you have to have a very fast horse. Prabhupada spoke very, very... One time, especially if someone who can dare to say, I am God, which is quite popular for people to say, Prabhupada would say, you are dog, which is even one step heavier than saying rascal. I heard him say that in a press conference one time in Hong Kong. Someone asked him about a boy guru who was claiming to be God, who was popular in those days. And Prabhupada, first he said, no, I don't want to answer, I don't want to answer. And then they kept pressing because reporters like good, strong stories to make. So finally, Prabhupada said, he is not God, he is dog and a cheater. And he will get cheated. Because Krishna, he said, is the best of cheats. So the reporters were so happy they had a story that one guru was criticizing another one. But Prabhupada was very strong. And very soon after that, this so-called guru, this so-called God, he married his secretary, a beautiful lady. And then his mother, who was saying, he's God is God. This is really true. She said, oh, he's not God anymore. But rather, his elder brother is now God. So Prabhupada, he was very, very direct, very honest. Rascal. So, if once one has seen, there'll be no interest in material affairs. So far we see of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his immediate successors, they were mad after Krishna. They had tasted that sweetness. But they never said, we have seen Krishna. Rather, they were engaged in bhajan, by separation, by feeling, oh, where is Krishna? I want that. We may see, but so far the Goswamis are concerned, they are simply seeking. Gosanta viti sarvato brajakoda mahavivalo. Vivalo means mad. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Prabhupada said it four times. That is self-realization. And then he said, thank you very much. Chant Hare Krishna. Okay, what we will do now for the last part. We ready with there's a lecture segment of Prabhupada speaking in London in 1973. Very, very, very interesting. And see if you can find, listen carefully, first of all, and you can follow it over here. Yes, that's a better font size. And maybe you can bring it up a little bit for the screen. Okay. Well, did you get the laser pointer? Listen carefully. And think that Prabhupada is speaking and you are listening and see if you can hear something, some hints, some directions for your own spiritual life. It has to be turned on. See if by Prabhupada's mercy you'll get some good guidance for your own spiritual life here. Okay, see if it works. And if the pointer works. Yes, so you can follow along so to help everyone. And also, will you be able to follow along and also scroll, or we should ask someone else to use the pointer? Okay, ready? I think we should turn some lights off, and please listen. This is, Prabhupada will speak for us now, by his kindness. Okay, as soon as the lights go off, whenever you're ready.
Always disturbed. This is the position. of the people in this day, how they can perform the big ritualistic ceremony. So this is the yoga. So yoga in Sankirtana. You keep Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and perform yoga, the Sankirtana yoga before him, and you become all perfect. So easy. So easy. Because you cannot, you have yoga. What did we say? What did you? If you are so unfortunate, so ravished, then it is not possible to perform the basic ritualistic duty. That is not happening. Therefore, Krishna has given you the opportunity that you can perform. Karuta dhariki itana. It is your dhyato vishmo, titayam yadato makhai. Makha means yoga. That was being performed in the detail. And in the Sutta group, meditation. And the Dhakur group, duty wise. Karuta dhariki itana. And the Kali group, simply by itana deva Krishna. So this is the sattva. So, I am very pleased that you are keeping the center nicely in our own standard by performing yoga by Sankirtan and today is Radhashtami. But on our yoga is Sankirtan and Srimati Radharani is the pleasure potency of Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti Alladini Shakti Rasma Ekatanamuki Devati Rupasa. Sri Chaitanya Akha Prakatama Duna Tavdayam Jekamatam. When Krishna, Krishna is one, Ekamai was Divya. But in a Bhavishyama, he can expand himself. So, when he wants to enjoy, so the pleasure potency is manifested from his personal body. That pleasure potency is Radha. Radharani is not ordinary lineage. Radharani is Krishna's personal pleasure potency. Radharani is of him. So, just today, his appearance came from Alladini Shakti. So, if you want to please Krishna, because our business is to please Krishna, Haritosha, our this movement is Haritosha, Samsiddhi Haritosha. Atapungi Vijasrishta, Varnasama Vibhava, Varnasama Vibhava, Sanusthitasya, Dharmasya, Samsiddhi, Haritosha. That, not only that, this is the aim. And Bhagavad Gita is also saying, Vedasya Sarvai Aveva Vedyam. The whole Vedic literature is meant for searching out Krishna and his satisfaction. So Krishna personally comes to give you the information. Sarva dharmān parityajya mānekam sarvam. You rascal, you give up all this and that. Simply you surrender. What about other demigods? There are so many demigods. What do we have to do? The kāma-śrāśya hitovya. This demigod is worshipped by person who has lost all interest. Hitovya. Hitovya means not the root. One has lost interest. There's no need. Simply, maneka, that is the instruction. That is the sastra instruction. Vishnu aradhate pumsha, nannat sattosha. Sati vidu sastra bhatik is Vishnu. Om tad Vishnu paramam padam, sada apasya, it is Rigved mantra. Actual aim of life is to satisfy not Vishnu. And Krishna is the origin of Vishnu tattva. And he is pleased through Radha. Therefore, you don't teach Krishna at all. No. Radha Krishna. That's Radha. So that day is true. Once you have to worship Radha, if you go through Radha, therefore, in Vrindavan is seen, all devotees, think that day is one of them. There are the Krishna. Because they know that he, Radharani is pleased, if I can please Radharani. Radharani is present there, the original pleasure potency, always absorbed in thought of Krishna. So anyone who comes before Radharani through Sat Krishna, she becomes so pleased, of Krishna. She immediately recommends Krishna, yes, the devotee. He is better than me. This is Radha. I may be not devotee. I may be much smaller, rested. But if I try to reach Krishna through Radharani, then my business is successful. Therefore, we should worship Radharani first. That is our business. Instead of offering directly one flower to Krishna, you just put it in the hands of Radharani. My mother, Radharani, Jagannatha, if you kindly take this flower and offer to me. Oh, Radharani, oh, you have brought the flower. Krishna said, Bhaktara Bhushma Kalam 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 Kalam. But don't try to offer Krishna directly. Just offer to Radharani. It is very much appreciated by Radharani. So, this is our philosophy. To please Krishna through Radharani, and just today is the auspicious day of Radharani's appearance, so you should offer Purpanjali and pray to Radharani that Radharani kindly be merciful and tell about me to your Krishna. To your Krishna, Krishna is yours. Krishna. Radha Krishna. Krishna is not intimate. Krishna is Radharani's property. So you have to approach Krishna through Radharani. That is, today is auspicious day, worship Radharani very nicely and be happy. Thank you very much.
So soon we will have a Pushpanjali too. So please keep this in mind when we are offering. Thank you very much. Thank you.